This is PWTorch.com editor Wade Keller with a free sample of the Lanny Poffo Torch Talk. I'm pleased to present a 5 or 6 minute clip here of a discussion regarding Miss Elizabeth and her return to wrestling in the late 90s as part of WCW and Lanny Poffo's interaction with her, and of course the sad news of her death and how Lanny found out about it and reacted to it. The entire 5.5 hour interview with Lanny Poffo is currently running in the Torch VIP site, available to VIP members exclusively in both audio format and transcription format. And you can get full access to not only what's been published so far, but what will be published in the future by becoming a VIP member. $7.50 per month, and it is a ton of value for that money, with hundreds and hundreds of Torch back issues. Huge Torch Talk library with transcripts of interviews of ours dating back to the late 80s, and we're adding to it all the time, getting closer and closer to completing all of our interviews from over the years, and a lot of audio Torch Talks also. Many of them have been put up in audio format, and more still to come, and so much more. You can find out all about all of the benefits of becoming a VIP member, more benefits than you'll find anywhere else for a membership of this kind, by clicking on the VIP info link right under our logo in the upper left corner of every page of PWTorch.com. Let's now go to Lanny Poffo talking about Miss Elizabeth.
Were you ever close to Elizabeth? Did you end up being friends with her?
She was my principal. If you look at the match made in heaven, the marriage that was in Madison Square Garden, you'll see my daughter and my wife. You know, that proves it's who you know, right?
Yeah.
They were in the wedding, you know. Flower Girl and Best and Major of Honor was my ex-wife. And so that's pretty close, right?
Yeah, definitely. How did you learn about her death?
On the internet.
Yeah.
I looked in and said, oh my God, Elizabeth died.
And do you know how Randy heard of it? I mean, did you break the news to him or?
Well, I never mentioned it to him, you know, but I asked my parents that he already knew.
Oh, okay.
When I called my parents, they had already known because Randy had told them.
Okay, yeah. And had you or anybody in the family stayed in touch with her after Randy and her broke up, or did you guys all kind of go your separate ways?
I never spoke to her again. And then later on in the WCW, Randy brought her in to use as an angle.
Right.
And to get closure to everything. Yes, I was in the WCW, of course, famously on the payroll, but not working. So I decided to take my suitcase there and see if they could have used me at all. And that's where I saw the lovely Miss Elizabeth in the dressing room. And she said hello to me, and we talked for about 5 minutes, and that was the last time I saw her.
When you bumped into her and shared a few words, was it awkward at all, or was it just kind of like, you know, we're just kind of polite exchange?
No, I was glad to see her.
Yeah.
She seemed happy to see me. Nothing to talk about here, folks. I mean, we hadn't seen each other in quite a while. Certainly nothing to, I mean, if Randy was cool with it, so was I.
Yeah. Did it surprise you that Randy was willing to work with her, or was it kind of on air and maybe even behind the scenes closure for everybody?
Well, Randy's all business, and he doesn't let his personal life get in the way of his business life. And he knew that there's a lot of fans that were really interested in seeing Elizabeth again.
Yeah.
And he was right. They were. And all that did was made Randy more important. And then they had they turned Elizabeth heel, and they did a couple of fun angles with the credit card. Remember?
Yep.
You know, so... give the people what they want, they will come out in record numbers. Randy believes in that, and he's probably the smartest guy in professional wrestling. He's the only guy to beat the business. You know, everybody says he's going to make a comeback. He doesn't have to come back anywhere. He's sitting pretty. He just made a movie called Bolt. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen that yet. I've heard good things.
Well, he's... he told me that he didn't even hear his own part. It was very small, but it was good for his Screen Actors Guild card, you know, to keep up with the insurance and everything.
Yep.
And he was very happy to have been asked. And, you know, everybody was very nice to him at Disney, Pixar.
And how did he, do you know how he got the part?
They asked for him.
Oh, okay.
You know,
yeah.
You know, it's like, how do you know who gets a part? A bunch of people are sitting in what used to be a smoke-filled room, and they say, maybe we should get the Macho Man to play a thug.
Yeah.
You know, and they said, well, let's call him. You know, they remember him from Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But I believe Spider-Man was his greatest role, you know, both at the box office.
Yeah.
And I see it on TV so many times because you really can't cut that scene because it's intricate in the how the uncle dies, you know, and how Spider-Man, you know, gets his beginnings.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I think that was I think he was perfect for that role, and I think vocally he's perfect for animation voiceovers. I mean, he's got probably one of the, you know, 20 most distinctive voices for the generation that where he was in the spotlight.
Yeah, like Ed Sullivan, you know, why now you know, right here, you know.
Yeah.
And the Iron Sheik, everybody imitates him.
Eddie Sharkey, of course.
Eddie Sharkey.
Only for...
Oh, gosh, what a nice guy. What a nice guy. And, right?
Yeah.
Gosh. Always happy, always smiling.
He's Randy's really changed his look now. Did it surprise you when you saw him looking the way he does, or did it kind of happen gradually so it wasn't a big changeover?
Well, he was just putting all that black dye in his beard, which was aggravating his skin.
Oh, yeah.
So he just decided to go for the ZZ Top look.
I think it suits him. I think it works well.
Okay.
Did you, going way back in the day, final question on Randy and Liz, did you ever see issues between them that concerned you in terms of their interaction? There's been all kinds of rumors. I think you even addressed it earlier in the interview. You know, accusations he locked her in the closet when he went out to the ring so that nobody could hit on her or that no one, you know, to protect her, but he put her in a closet or because his reputation was for being very protective of her, almost fiercely protective.
Well, the thing.
And that wraps up our free sample of the Lanny Poffo Torch Talk, Part 8B. Part 8 was so long, 7 pages in the Torch newsletter, that we have broken up the audio clips into several segments for VIP members, or the audio installments into several manageable clips for VIP members. It is currently published in Torch newsletter issue number 1057/1058, a double issue expanded in part to accommodate so much of this Lanny Poffo Torch Talk, which is being praised by VIP members right now as one of our best Torch Talks ever. And Lanny Poffo has been one of my favorite subjects to interview, just totally forthcoming and a little bit quirky, but fascinating. And very forthcoming and honest when it comes to his thoughts, harsh thoughts on a lot of people in the wrestling industry he has come across. Our questions range across so many subjects, early in his career through what he's doing today, with the most fascinating stuff obviously being his days behind the scenes in the WWF and current thoughts on how things have progressed with his brother Randy Savage, and much more. So hope you'll decide to become a VIP member, support what we're doing here at The Torch, and sign up for a VIP membership. As always, you can get full info on a VIP membership by clicking on the VIP sign-up link in the upper left corner of any page of pwtorch.com. That'll give you all the details on our VIP form, ad-free access to the main listing, all the back issues, the new newsletters that come out, and much more that comes with the VIP membership. So hope you'll check that out. Thanks for your visitation of pwtorch.com and your support, and we will talk to you next time.